This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hello, I'm Hanif Baharuddin, and you're tuned into the show that brings you closer to the people and places of our capital city. Tucked in the middle of Chowkit is a small and independent library, but instead of offering books, Mano Thinking Magazine Library lined their shelves up with rows and rows of, as the name suggests, magazines. It's a bold move for the founders to even entertain the idea of setting up a library in this day and age, let alone one that offers only magazines. Granted, the choices of magazines are curated to focus on niche interests, and the place can also be utilized for events or workshops, but regardless, the idea is still intriguing. So naturally, to sate my curiosity, I decided to pay the library a visit and speak to the curator, Lionel Tan.
I'm Lionel. I'm the library curator of Mano Thinking. And I set up this magazine library, was actually collaborating with this furniture shop to have a furniture lifestyle and reading. So I has just came back from Singapore for 3 to 4 months, and this library was just open at about three months. Myself love readings a lot, but I would think that if you are choosing a book, somehow it will scare a lot of people away. And then, you know, people currently they would keep telling you that do not have time to read. But magazine itself is quite light and very leisure. So I would want reading is having a lot of happiness in itself. So it itself is not only a reading, I mean library, it is a space for people to read. And then on and off we are having some exhibition, and then we have talks and event, and then for people to come and enjoy, and then they can do their works here.
So walk me through the process of your curation, right? What kind of magazines do you have here?
We have 80 types of magazine, from lifestyles to urban living to food and beverage, as well as architectures and branding. And then from the main part will be in English, and then Chinese, and some of the Japanese design magazine. And the way that we choose magazine is from how actually we want the people here to read a different types of magazine from overseas, like those indies magazines which they have not seen here or hardly finds here.
So there is a proper curation process. You select all these magazines rather than just having all the available magazines out there under those categories that you mentioned, right?
Yes. So I would choose the magazine from how actually the design itself, and then the titles, and then the content itself, how actually it suits these libraries.
Are you a big magazine reader? Because, I mean, it's quite interesting that they have a lot of, like, you know, different types of magazines. Most of them are quite niche, right? So how do you go about looking for all these magazines, especially since you get them from all over the world, right?
To be frank, I am much more a book reader than a magazine reader. And when the time that I start these magazine libraries, I start to actually come into magazine, I mean, to keep in touch with magazine. So it's quite a challenge for me. But I think somehow it opens another doors for me to see how vibrance of magazines can be. So from one end to another end, like, for example, a magazine that can have all pictures, and then you can have a magazine looks like a book, and then you have magazines that there's a lot of different types of editorial and pictures. Yeah, so it's very vibrant.
Can you name some of the magazines available here, just so that our listeners have some context as to what kind of magazines you offer here?
We have Musou Trees, which is from local. And then we have Casa Brutus, which is from Japanese magazine. And then we have Bow Journal. It's a father's and son's magazine, which is from Korea, but English translated magazine. We have Monocle, King Folk. And then we have B Magazine. And then we have Fantastic Men and Gentle Women, so on and so forth.
And what about the non-English language magazines? What kind of magazines do you have here?
We do have some of the very good magazines from Chinese, like, for example, it is a China magazine called Gou Yong Jiu Hao. It's about lifestyle. And then we do have magazines like Wuben, which is a local magazine. It's from Flum. It's an indie magazine. And then we have Premier Travel. In Chinese itself, it's called Marco Polo. It's on a travel magazine.
Those are some interesting magazines right there. Indeed, the curation process is very thorough to offer the readers options that fit their urban worldview and lifestyle.
I think when the time that I chose and offer this type of magazine is in lifestyle, we are not only cater ourselves to a certain part of aspect of life. So you have a lot of things or a lot of elements that contribute to it. So from a very basic thing, a lifestyle, to food and beverage itself, then you can extend to further to your home living, to how actually you choose your house, how you actually choose to design your interior, and then to a broader place, to your social society, and then to a country's issues, and then whereby you can have your own personal agenda, which is like travel, and then the things in you want in life. Yeah, so these are all sorts of aspect and elements that you can bring in. So therefore, the magazines that we choose actually contributes to it, to how actually you have some topics or ideas that you can find in it. You wouldn't know that when you do some magazine, then you can find some ideas that you want in your life.
To a certain extent, the value that you're trying to inculcate here is very metropolitan, right? And it's very fitting that this library is located in Chow Khet, right? A very vibrant location in Kuala Lumpur, right?
Yes. The location itself is quite vibrant. And then how we actually see through Kuala Lumpur itself is magazine, or I put it this way, it's like reading itself should bring this the people to go further. And then we believe that readings also can bring the people's here, the cities further steps. Yeah.
People always say that reading, especially books, will help you get there, in the sense of what you mentioned just now. But do you think that they can also achieve that through magazines?
Yeah, somehow, because books is much more a very serious and very grave thing, but somehow it will scare a certain group of people. But we would want these magazines to be more close to people, in terms of readings. And then you can find some ideas. The reason why we choose magazine is because one magazine actually can give you a lot of information rather than books. And then it can be very leisure, whereby you can start from the middle or the end. Yeah.
What are other advantages of magazines over books?
Besides, I have said just now, whereby one magazine can give you a lot of information, and then it has a different cross-culture, you can see. Like, for example, a magazine can give you very much a serious, whereby like slow journalism. There's a magazine called Slow Journalism. And then there's one magazine called B Magazine, whereby it is much more a documentary magazine, whereby it tells you from head to tails of a city or a brand. But whereby something which can be very leisure, like Serial, like Monocles, like King Folk. These are all the magazines are very lifestyle-based magazines, whereby they are much more close to your life and things that surrounds you than you can have. So I would think magazines are more interesting instead of books. Yeah.
I've been speaking to Lionel Tan, curator for Mano Thinking Magazine Library, a space that serves magazines as reading materials. We're going for a short break, so stay tuned. I'm Hanif Baharudin, and you're listening to I Love KL on BFM 89.9. BFM 89.9, you're listening to I Love KL, bringing you closer to the people and places of our capital city. I'm Hanif Baharudin. This week, we're featuring Mano Thinking Magazine Library, a space in Chowkit that offers exclusively magazines for patrons to read for a small fee. While the idea is novel and unique, one has to wonder whether it's sustainable, especially in the digital age, where preferences for all things electronic and virtual are much higher, affecting even magazines. What does the curator Lionel Tan think of this?
I would say, yes, in this era, a lot of people are very much on the electronic base, from reading, from your work. Yeah, but to us, reading a magazine when you touch base a book or a magazine or publications, it's different. The feeling is different, whereby you can have more thoughts in it. And then it involves a lot of the feelings from readings, from your touch, from the books itself, from the design, and then the editorial, which these are the things that the electronic media cannot do. So I would say these are the niche of magazines that is different from what you can see from online.
Alright. Another interesting aspect about magazine is also that people either have their own favourites, or they usually go to a newsstand to look at a lot of different types of magazines before deciding which one to read or which one to buy, right? So do you think that inevitably, by having a library like this, you are also trying to introduce that kind of element of discovery where people can just come in and they may not necessarily be a fan of, say, for example, Obscura there, but they can come here and discover what Obscura is all about rather than just focusing on only reading their favorite?
Yes, and I have met a lot of readers actually came over, and then they actually discovered that, wow, I have not seen this magazine before. I mean, even though some of the magazines that they have come across, but they wouldn't know the content in it, after we actually explained to them and then from the different angle, and they actually seem somehow to them is like, we are giving them a new facets of seeing things, and then a different ways of seeing magazines, so they somehow like it very much.
Do you think that magazines require a specific library for it to flourish? Do you think it's just driven by nostalgia, or do you actually genuinely think that there is a demand for a space like this?
I would say partly because of nostalgia, but more of it is like how the cities should have a different way of readings, because we have bookstores, we have libraries and books, but people would somehow see like this magazine libraries is a different concept of readings to them in this new era and in this new city. And then on and off, we are not only just stick to magazine, and we have a lot of different event and activities are carry on in this space. And besides this, the locations are very much for people to have their private event as well, to come touch base in magazine. And we want magazines to goes into their life lah. It's not like just a distance things to them.
Yeah, it needs to go beyond just being a space for people to read magazine, right? Because another way of how people approach magazine, I don't know whether people still subscribe to magazines these days, but if let's say, for example, they have a favorite that they read every month, they will probably subscribe these magazines and just have it, you know, delivered to them, right? So it's important to also sell the place beyond just a library where they can come in every month or every week to just read, right? There's also those other elements that you need to somehow strengthen in order to make the space more valuable, right?
Yes, we are looking ways to actually instill readings or incorporate readings in people's life. Besides reading magazine, and then on and off, we are having talks and we have exhibitions. So, I mean, to a certain extent, these are part of readings in people's life as well. And there are people who actually subscribe. They are fans of magazine, they subscribe to one. But I find it more of the readers are actually like a certain issues or certain topics that they want. So it's not like they will subscribe the whole annual subscriptions, but they will like choose like certain topics they want. So our magazines is given them a chance to see how actually the magazines that they want, then we'll help them to subscribe, or I'll give them a chance to buy as well.
As mentioned previously, Mano Thinking Library will charge you a small fee for you to utilize the space.
We will charge per entry is 10 ringgit for one-time entry. The first hour is 10 ringgit. Subsequent hours will be 30 ringgit, and you can stay whole day. And currently, we are having some promotions on the member price. The member price is 100 per year, but we will change it soon, very soon.
And the reasoning behind charging is, I assume, due to sustainability, right? You need to maintain the place.
Yeah, magazine itself is a cost, and then we are on our own. It's not a public. I mean, it's not an NGO thing or non-profit organization whereby we need to sustain the locations, I mean, the space, and then the cost, and then the cost of magazine as well. Yeah, so we are here to let people to read magazine, and then some of them, because magazine nowadays are quite high of its cost, and then people come here and read magazines are actually to somehow reduce of their cost, and then they can choose to buy a certain issues, and so it's somehow reduce the burden of the people.
Yeah, speaking of cost, how do you source all your magazines and how much do you spend on them?
The monthly spend on magazines sometimes is about 1,000 plus to 2,000, because it's like your cost of magazine itself is not cheap nowadays, and then in terms of the transportation cost and everything.
And how did you source all your magazines? Did you get them from distributors here, or do you have to buy them yourself online?
I would source from publisher or publisher overseas, and then some of them we are there. I mean, the magazines, we direct deal with them. I mean, the authors itself.
All right. Do you take feedback from your customers or people who come here? Do they suggest you what are the magazines that you can put here?
Currently have not, but we are welcome that people who come here and actually put in some feedbacks on the magazines that we have on the collections as well.
Apart from the diversity of content, Mano Thinking Library also offers magazines in various languages. For now, they offer magazines in Chinese, English, and a bit in Japanese too. Yeah, so because you offer magazines in different languages, based on your observation, which language receives the most readership here?
Currently are Chinese, because our English titles are more. But currently it seems like Chinese readers are more, but we are thinking to open it up to English as well as Malay speaking groups to let them to have a chance to actually cross over, to have different views and different inputs.
Do you find that the interests of the Chinese speaking community differs from the English speaking group, or do they overlap?
Some of them are overlap, but most are different because the visuals and the contents that they want are different, I would say.
Let's talk more about the people that come here, your visitors, right? What's their approach like? Do they come here to read the magazines? Do they come here to work? Do they come here to read their own books?
They come here to read magazine because to them it's like they have never experienced such a location or such a space to house all different titles of magazines or publications. So to them that they will sit here and read like a couple of hours. And I can see a lot of people, I mean, I enjoy seeing people who actually sits here for a few hours to read. And then some of them, they even sleep while reading. And then, yeah, so the ambience of the place is cozy for them to actually enjoy reading.
One impressive thing that caught my attention as I step into the library is how cozy and contemporary the space is. Everything is arranged neatly with a mix of traditional and modern furniture, giving the place a sleek vibe. Later, I found out that it's actually a furniture showroom, and Mano Library has actually collaborated with the shop downstairs.
This location is a furniture showroom. The space is a furniture showroom. We are on top of a level 2 of furniture shop. So the space are for furniture showroom, and we actually incorporate the readings into furniture showroom. Somehow we are actually collaborating with the furniture shop to promote a different way of lifestyle, where people come here and see the magazine, read the magazine, they can enjoy and then can feel the furnitures here, the sofas, the bench, and then people who come and buy the furnitures, they actually have a time to actually see through what kind of publications that we have. Yeah, so it is a mutual collaborations.
That's interesting because, yeah, you can see some of the furniture here having price tags, right? Which means that on top of just using them, utilizing them, if let's say they're interested to actually buy these, you know, tables and chairs available here, they can do so, right?
Yes, they can do so to buy the furnitures here because, as I said, this location is for a furniture showroom and people here are actually not only for readings, they can come here and see the furnitures to see how actually the setup of these furnitures can be in their home, in their lifestyle. So they can invite all these kind of elements and this kind of furniture, piece of furniture in their home, in their lifestyle.
Yeah, and so Chowkit is a very interesting area in the sense that because it has a lot of like vibrant activities happening on the ground. And what do you hope to achieve by having the library here?
We will hope the libraries here can bring a different concepts of lifestyles in this district area. And we also hope that we could have collaborations with different organizations or the groups over here. Because I heard about Buku Jalanan in Chowkit, and I actually made a trip to see them and to see how actually we can collaborate with them to have an event or activities in future.
Right. So speaking of the future, what do you have in store for the library here?
We would hope, I myself would hope that this library can go as far as it could to house more different copies of magazines in the world and to have to branch out to different areas in Malaysia, as well as not only to the Pitt Peninsula, as well as to the east of Malaysia, to see to have a different concept of readings experience in people's life.
So for people out there who are interested to find out more about the library, where can they go to find out more information?
They can go to our Facebook. You just search for Mano, MANO, Mano Thinking, or they can find us in Instagram, or they can Google our name, so you can find us in the social media. Yeah, we have a lot of events updates, and we have a lot of the stories about this space being featured in our Facebook and Instagram.
You've been tuning in to I Love KL, and this week we're joined by Lionel Tan from Mano Thinking Magazine Library. Do check the space out if you're curious. It's at Jalan Putra, Chowkit. And that's all we have for this week's episode of I Love KL. If you miss any part of the show, you can check out the podcast at bfm.my/ilovekl or download our app via Google Play or the App Store. We're also available on Spotify, so do check us out on that platform. And don't forget to also follow the station on Twitter at BFM Radio. My name is Hanif Baharuddin, and you have been tuning in to I Love KL, bringing you closer to the people and places of our capital city. Join us again next week on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.